Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, no more of this, please, God. Coming up later this hour, we have our Mock Draft Mania Rapid Fire. We'll get to that. I even have a tasty quote from Dwayne Casey. But I want to do this. Championship game last night. We've kind of sorted through the local angle of it all, and kind of it's hard to watch if you're a fan of one of our local teams. But Joe Burrow is blank. What do you mean Joe Burrow's blank? No, I'm leaving it blank. What is Joe Burrow? Some people are discussing him as now obviously number one pick in the draft. Some people think he's generational. Some people think he's better than Trevor Lawrence. Joe Burrow is blank. Fill in that blank. And again, there's going to be people who don't like Joe Burrow. There's going to be people who, just to be a voice of dissent, will say he's going to be a bust, or he had an elite supporting cast. And you know, players who have elite supporting casts generally aren't stars in the league. Like Jared Goff didn't have a ton of help. Carson Wentz didn't have a ton of help. Daniel Jones didn't have a ton of help. Baker Mayfield did. You know, Sam Darnold did not have a ton of help. Like guys who generally go high in the draft, the quarterback's the best player, and they don't have a ton of help. Well, this kid's got a lot of help. I think he's unbelievable. But is it at all possible that he was the benefactor of elite talent and maybe the best passing game coordinator, play caller in the last 10 years in football? I mean, Joe Brady and him had a synergy. Look, I don't know. I'm asking you to fill in the blank for Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is blank. 248-539-9797. You can take a text in as well. I know what Sully's is. Sully's going to say, he's going to tell you Joe Burrow's better than Trevor Lawrence. That's yours.
Yeah.
So and just, yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to steal your thunder, but like that's a bold claim by you.
Well, and Mike, believe me, I've always been... The only pause I give with that statement is I've always kind of been, hey, show me more than just 1 year, okay? And I get that when people say it. But from watching Joe Burrow the several times this year I did, this guy just, he can make every single throw on the field. And not only that, but he's super mobile too. How about that quarterback draw before halftime yesterday? The guy can do it with his feet. He can make every single throw on the field. He just throws absolute darts. And I think that he is better than Trevor Lawrence. I think that Trevor Lawrence is certainly very good, but Joe Burrow is better than Trevor Lawrence, and I think Joe Burrow is, I can confidently say without question, a franchise quarterback in the NFL. He really is, and I cannot wait to watch him.
He does have the look of a guy that you bring into the Cincinnati Bengals, and you have A.J. Green, and you have Tyler Boyd, and you have Auden Tate, and you have John Ross, and you have Joe Mixon, and you feel like, unless the coach is on Cincinnati or brain dead, that this kid should have a successful transition into the league. The arm talent, the ability to process and make decisions. He also has a confidence about him. I know it's an overused term, the swagger, but he has a... Boy, I'd find it very hard to believe that if he walks into an NFL locker room and he not only has that swagger, but he's the hardest worker like he was at LSU, he's going to win over that locker room sooner rather than later. Joe Burrow is a franchise quarterback. Mike, that might be the fill in the blank I like best.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's better than Trevor Lawrence. I don't think that's fair. I think it's saturated in recency bias based on last night. I'm not going there. But I think Joe Burrow is absolutely a franchise quarterback. I don't think he's a guy you're taking number one and he's going to be a bust. I just don't. But, you know, again, fill in the blank. David, Joe Burrow is blank.
Joe Burrow is scaring me as a Steelers fan.
Ah.
Knowing that he's going to the Cincinnati Bengals.
You'll see him twice a year.
He is scaring me because I am worried about the future of my team knowing that he's showing up next year.
And plus, David, the Bengals have weapons.
I know.
A.J. Green.
I know.
Auden Tate.
I know.
Tyler Boyd. John Ross.
I know.
And then Joe Mixon. They got some weapons.
I know. The offensive side looks looks like they have a future for Cincinnati. That's concerning.
Okay.
So he's scaring me.
All right. Mike, ticket text coming in on this. Joe Burrow is blank.
Yeah, and there are some people, to kind of your point earlier, there's some people who are saying, I'm not buying into Burrow. He's only done it for 1 year, that type of thing. But Joe Burrow is a bust. That's what someone said. Joe Burrow is Alex Smith. Joe Burrow will surpass Tom Brady. Patriots will trade up for him.
Wow.
I don't know about that. Joe Burrow is a freak of nature. Joe Burrow just bought a Hummer. I like what you did there.
Coach O. Now, he probably didn't have to buy one, I'll tell you that much.
Joe Burrow's the next Andy Dalton. What about that? Come on.
Oh, no.
I hope so.
Oh, no.
Hey, Joe is Ryan Leaf. Joe Burrow is RG3. Mm-hmm. What are people just filling in the bust quarterbacks here?
I don't know. You'd need to have a conversation with those people, and you can't.
Joe Burrow's Stephen Three down a good team.
Oh. I think people are just being jerks now.
I mean, people, is there really this much hate for a guy that just put up these numbers this year? And
the guy threw for almost 6,000 yards and 60 touchdowns in the freaking SEC. Not at Hawaii, not at Boise State, not at Florida Atlantic, in the SEC. Look, if you don't love him, that's fine. But some of these texts coming in are just dumb. But it's all I've got. Because nobody can call up and have a talk about football. But I look, Burrow to me, the year he had, I'm still not putting him clearly better than Tua, even though he'll go ahead of Tua. But he's approaching one of those better quarterback prospects of the last decade.
Yep.
And 6 months ago, he was a sixth round pick. There is a danger to that. It's the old Akili Smith principle. Only did it for 1 year at Oregon, went to the pros, couldn't read a playbook. I don't know, man. This kid seems super sharp, processes info, hardest worker, has a quiet confidence, seems like a guy that will carry a locker room, carry a huddle. Yeah, franchise quarterback, yeah.
But then again, some people are saying, hey, it reminds me of Mitch Trubisky, only really doing it for 1 year.
Yeah, but Trubisky at North Carolina didn't do these things. This is different. 5,700 yards and 60 touchdowns.
People are just being idiots on the ticket text now. If you're not going to take it seriously, guys, then don't text in, all right? I'm all for a joke on the ticket text, but enough with the I'd rather have Lewerke than Burrow. Okay, no, you wouldn't.
Boy, that's great.
Joe Burrow, Steve Young. I think they're both really mobile, and I think they both can make any throw on the field.
Yeah, I listen. You go back. Steve Young, man, elite scrambler. That would be part of the comp for Tua. Tua is certainly not the runner that Steve Young is, but as a left-handed quarterback and having that Russell Wilson streak in them, I still think Tua is better than Joe Burrow. And I know a lot of people aren't going to like that opinion, but that's fine. We'll find out. I'm just not going to, until or unless I see Tua's medicals don't pan out, Tua is still better than Burrow. But Burrow has approached that level to where, wow, you can't go wrong.
201, Chase Young, 2.
No.
Joe Burrow, 3 to the Lions.
And then the Lions don't take him and draft Derek Brown.
That would be the ultimate.
That is the most on-brand Lions thing.
Joe Burrow's sitting there for the Lions to take at number 3, and they don't.
Fill in the blank. Joe Burrow is blank. 248-539-9797. We'll get more to people next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.